Start off with Steve Gilbert.
Corey, what did you see from Castellanos tonight?
Yeah, I felt like he had some struggles early. I think there were some mistakes up out over the plate. And, you know, you don't predict that the first four hitters are going to get on. And I know their number three hitter did a nice job and jumping on a pitch and giving him a 3-run lead after three hitters. But I thought he settled in pretty nicely there. You know, I made up my mind that I was going to piggyback him with Caleb today. I know that their lineup tends to be one side or the other, depending on their matchups, and want to get him two times around that lineup and turn it over to Caleb. So I thought he did a nice job of bouncing back, and he was, you know, one batter away, obviously, from getting through that fourth inning, but I just felt like it was time to maneuver. But overall, I thought he did a good enough job after those early first three runs.
Caleb didn't seem to be quite as sharp tonight. Is that what you saw as well?
Yeah, I think he was, a little inconsistent with landing all of his stuff. I think there were it's easy to pinpoint the 3-run home run. It was just a slider up out over the plate against a hitter that was probably sitting on something like that. And he took advantage of it. And I think there was just some misfires up in some good hitting zones instead of being on the attack. And, you know, we've seen him with good swing and miss stuff where, you know, he's getting ahead and going to work. It just wasn't the situation for him with every batter tonight.
Did it seem to you too like that the ball he hit to the wall in right field had a chance to be a real big play for you potentially, and it kind of swung the other way with his decision to try to stretch it?
Yeah, I think potentially that was something that we felt like was a good piece of hitting. Caleb is extremely athletic. He's extremely fast, and he was trying to make a baseball play. You know, we've talked to our pitchers about base running and the need to be smart and not run into outs in certain situations. But did it fatigue him? Did it have an impact on him? I don't think so. I think he's a good enough athlete and good enough shape to shake that off and go back out there next year.
Evan?
Tori, the Mariners' 8 RBIs were shared by two guys. You know, one at 2 and one at 6. How frustrating is it when you take care of the rest of their lineup and two guys combine to beat you like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's any game. I don't care how we lose it. It's frustrating. You know, I'm bothered by it. I know the rest of the guys are too. So, it's what teams do. Who's driving the bus? Who's going to find a way to help the team win a game, step up, and have a big moment? The best players rise up in those key situations, and they had one player that had six RBIs today. He had 2 3-run home runs, and you can't predict that. But you know, I think we got enough quality guys in our ball club that can step into that situation and get the job done too.
Jesse Morrison.
Hey, Tori, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the pregame ceremony and just the whole celebration of the 20th year anniversary.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that that's what we play for. And, you know, those guys I've developed some friendships with, the three guys in particular that were here throwing out the first pitch. But the Arizona Diamondbacks have a tremendous group of former great players that are still tied into this community. And it's great to always see them, such as a big unit, you know, getting a chance to see him. And it doesn't end there with just the guys that were here. And you can see that it was a special moment that they created for this community. And it's what I get up for every single day to have something like that happen. So it's always a reminder to us and in the dugout and the present team and the present group that that's our goal. That's where I want to be at the end of the day. And I know the other rest of the group of guys do as well, but to be able to connect with them in a special way, like we did today, and bring back some unbelievable players with some unbelievable memories was fun for me and fun for the rest of the guys as well.
I was going to ask you that, Tori. They kind of, you know, raised the bar here back then. And I guess having those guys around and seeing them is something that helps serve as a reminder for you guys.
For sure. For sure. You know, they did. They set a standard here. It happened fast. I know it was the franchise was very young at that time, and we've had some really good runs here, and we know what that standard is, and we're chasing it every single day. I'm not gonna lie to you, I look at that flag that's hanging up there probably 75, 100 times a game. And I know that everybody else is motivated to do something special like that.
Jack Summers?
Torrey, Christian Walker's struggles have continued now, you know, pretty deep into the season. I know earlier on in the year he was fighting injury and came back twice from that oblique strain, but I have to think he's past that injury nexus at this point. What are you seeing with him, and why is he struggling so much?
It's a good question. Yes, I think he's beyond those early injuries, and I think that set him behind the eight ball a little bit, where he, you know, didn't have the build up and run through the early part of the season. And I just think that there's, you know, a wonderful swing you know, a high baseball IQ when he's up at the plate. I just think he's lacking consistency and of swinging at the pitches that he's looking for, and missing the pitches that he can square up. So you know, he's battling a lot of frustration. All of us are. So setting that aside, he needs to just go out there and take care of the business that he can at bat by at bat, not try and play catch up, try and be as good as he can from today moving forward. But, you know, overall, I just think that it's probably a little bit of too much chase and probably not attacking and squaring up the pitch that he's very good at hitting.
Back to you, Evan.
Torrey, it looked like on Caleb's base running attempt to stretch that ball into a triple that he beat the throw and made it and would have been safe had he not rolled off the base after the slide.
Yeah.
Knowing that, does that make you okay with him attempting to take third there?
Not really. I want these guys to be the best version of themselves and to, you know, understand in that situation what's important. You know, you're looking, I don't like to give outs away on the bases. He was safe. I'll give you that. But, you know, you got to manage everything. The ball travels fast and moves fast. These guys redirect the baseball very quickly on defense. So, you know, I love the fact that he was trying to make a baseball play, but I just think it was a little too close and we got to be careful in that situation.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right.
Thanks guys.
We'll be back in a big guys.
Thanks, Torrey.
Thank you.
Thanks. Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Carson. What was going on there with Castellanos? I guess early, maybe they jumped on him before he was able to quite settle in, it seemed like, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think they came out swinging, that's for sure. Taking the borderline pitches, and then we had to come to him, and, you know, Kyle put a good swing on it, went up 3-0. But, yeah, and then, you know, Cassie settled in after that.
You guys offensively battled back there too and got in the game. I guess there's degrees of frustration, but how frustrating was that then to not be able to hang on to that?
Yeah, definitely frustrating. You know, when you go down early, rally back, get tied. You know, it's just baseball. It's it sucks. It's never fun. You know, you want to win those games, but, you know, it happens. That's why you play 162 of them.
Evan Thompson.
Hey, Carson, what makes Kyle Seager such a tough customer?
You know, Kyle's been doing this a long time. He's a smart hitter, and he hit our mistakes. You know, he got pitches out over the plate. He took the close ones, got himself into good counts. And, you know, he's been doing this a long time. So, you know, got us for two long ones there.
Jack Summers.
Carson, another home run off a left-handed pitcher for you tonight. You've turned into a bona fide lefty killer. Anyway, anyone wants to slice that. I was just wondering if you can tell us what you feel about the way you see left-handed pitching and why you think that's been such a success point for you.
No, that's something that I've kind of always naturally had. Love hitting against lefties, and you know, got a lot of work to do on the righties, but it's you know, it's something that, I mean, it plays into my swing, a lot of good things like that. I just got to continue to keep working, and you know, there's no finish line here.
Back to you, Steve.
Carson, you guys celebrated the 0-1 team pregame tonight. What does that mean for some of your younger guys that maybe weren't, you know, necessarily watching baseball at that time? You know, to have those guys around or to have that as an example.
Well, special, you know, and being able to wear those jerseys, and it's really cool, you know, and guys are, and some of the guys are still around, you know, they come and hang out and talk, and you know, that's special. That it shows, you know, what the D-backs are about. And you know, we're here working our butts off to be able to get to do that again. So I think one time, I think it was 19 when we wore them, we walked off with those jerseys on. So that was a pretty special moment.
Any other questions for Carson? All right.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Carson.
Oh, good.
Come on, guys.